Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State reportedly carries out mass executions in Syria. Syrian observers say Islamic State militants have executed 217 people, including children, in the eastern region of Homs, since they captured the historic city of Palmyra more than a week ago. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 600 people have been taken prisoner. State-run Syrian media says 400 have been killed since the IS group took Palmyra, including entire families. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is deeply concerned over the situation in Palmyra.
400 people killed in Palmyra show that the situation on the ground is really dramatic. And the added value of us working together in the Gulf and in Europe and the international community might hopefully bring some perspective of a political solution.
Meanwhile, a senior U.S. official Sunday questioned the will of Iraqi forces in the ongoing battle against IS militants. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter criticized the Iraqi forces for exhibiting a lack of will to fight in Ramadi, the provincial capital that fell to IS fighters last week. In Burundi, the opposition says it is quitting UN-sponsored peace talks with the government after one of its leaders was gunned down in a drive-by shooting. Zedi Feruzi of the Union for Peace and Development Party was buried Sunday, just a day after he and a bodyguard were shot to death in the capital, Bujumbura. Ethiopians went to the polls Sunday and voted in an election expected to give the ruling Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front another five-year hold on power. There were no reports of election-related violence, and African Union observers said the voting was orderly. Initial results are expected this week, official results coming next month. Spain's mainstream political parties were battered in local and regional elections Sunday. Voters facing harsh austerity policies, high unemployment and corruption scandals turned against ruling conservatives and opposition socialists. With the results about 90% complete, the two mainstream parties are carrying 52% of the nationwide vote. Incumbent Polish President Bronisław Komorowski conceded defeat Sunday to conservative challenger Andrzej Duda. He was forced into Sunday's runoff vote after finishing second to Mr. Duda in first-round polls on May 10th. The victory for the 43-year-old challenger marks the first major electoral win for the opposition Law and Justice Party that put him in nomination. Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says that impoverished migrants fleeing her country are tainting its image and are, in her words, mentally sick. She said the migrants, who are paying human traffickers for perilous journeys and packed boats to other Southeast Asian nations, could have better lives in Bangladesh. Her comments came as Malaysian authorities say police have found 30 mass graves containing the remains of people believed to be Bangladeshi and Rohingya migrants from Myanmar. A bus carrying 30 international women activists, including American feminist campaigner Gloria Steinem, crossed the border into South Korea from the north on Sunday to mark International Women's Disarmament Day. Ms. Steinem, now 81, says it was a very positive trip.
I know that we had real human exchanges with North Korean women. There is nothing like sitting in a circle and telling each other our human stories, right? And that's what happened.
The group called Women Cross DMZ arrived in North Korea last week and held a peace symposium in March of North Korean women during their six-day visit. They were denied an attempt to walk across a demilitarized zone dividing the two countries, but the North allowed a South Korean bus to cross a demarcation line to transport them south. Nobel Prize-winning mathematical genius John Nash, who struggled with schizophrenia, was portrayed in the 2001 movie A Beautiful Mind, was killed in a traffic accident along with his wife. They died Saturday when the driver of the taxi they were riding in lost control of the cab on the New Jersey Turnpike. John Nash is 86. His wife, Alicia, was 82. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.